It's the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is in for Ro today. And, you know, we've got a lot coming up in theaters this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Quite a lot of offerings. And we were talking earlier that Hellboy is one of those that is being released this weekend.
Yeah, Hellboy, you know, probably the biggest movie in terms of, you know, budget and expectations. People might remember in the 2000s there was were two Hellboy movies, both written and directed by the great Guillermo del Toro. Mm-hmm. Guillermo del Toro, who won an Academy Award recently for The Shape of Water. And those starred Ron Perlman as Hellboy. Hellboy is that creature. He looks like he came from hell. He saws off his horns because he doesn't want to be the devil. And he's got a big giant right arm and he's got red skin. And he's kind of a wisecracking guy who lives sort of between the worlds of good and evil, but wants to do the right thing most of the time. Kind of an intriguing character. Now they're rebooting it with David Harbour. He's from Stranger Things. If you watch Stranger Things, you might recognize him. It seems like pretty good casting. And the big difference in this iteration, Anna, is that it is rated R. The previous Hellboys were PG-13. This is a hard R movie. Warning parents right away that if you've got a tweener who is into these, they're based on graphic novels, comic books, as most of these superhero type films are, that this thing is one of the bloodiest, most bone-crackingest, that's a new word, bone-crackingest,
I like that,
grotesque parades of violence I've seen at the big screen in a long time.
Wow.
This is a really, really violent movie. It's kind of an ugly movie. I think they got so enamored with the fact that they had an R rating that they got so deep into the action sequences and showing people splitting apart and walking backwards and their bones cracking and getting torn from limb to limb that they forgot to give us a story to care about. The story, which is ridiculous even for these types of movies, Hellboy is living in modern ages, but Mila Jovovich is this dark queen from the dark ages. Now she's come back to life, and like all of those dark queens who are resurrected from their untimely demises centuries ago, they always want to take over the world, get rid of the humans, and start a new dark union. So here's Mila Jovovich giving the classic villainess speech to Hellboy.
Hey, where do you think you're going?
To give back to a new world.
Yeah, by killing a lot of innocent people.
Why do you fight for those who hate and fear you? All I wanted was revenge until I saw you. You can usher in the apocalypse. Out of the ashes, a new Eden will emerge. Leave these frail, pathetic
blah, blah, blah. All right, enough.
I didn't hear any plot there.
Out of the ashes, a new Eden will emerge. You know, it's all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
I always want to ask these evil people, if you want to take over the world and kill everybody in it, how much fun are you going to have then? Just hanging out with your fellow monsters. So in this movie, Hellboy takes on, giants, actual giants. He takes on a walking, talking, snarling pig. He takes on a bent old woman who lives in a different dimension. It's fight after fight after fight after fight with no end in sight. No real sense of humor. It tries to be funny. It's bloody. It's ugly. It's poorly filmed. It's overacted. It's one of the early contenders for worst movie of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
1.5 stars for Hellboy, and I was in a generous mood, I think.
Save your money on that
one. I gave it 1.5 stars.
I'm going to say it doesn't appeal to me to begin with, but that just does it.
Well, I'll tell you
too,
Anna. It's a reminder that we sometimes take, you know, the really great superhero movies for granted, because people say, oh, the Avengers, all you have to do is get these superstars, and the CGI just tells the story. No, you really have to care. You really do have to have a story. You have to have characters we care about. The reason why we're invested in the Avengers movies is because we care about the story of Captain America, played by Chris Evans, or Tony Stark, Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., or, you know, most recently, Black Panther, and the story of everything that happened in, you know, Forever Wakanda, all of that. We have to be invested in these characters before we care about the action sequences. And Hellboy is a reminder that it's not as easy as it looks.
Even the Lego Batman movie, I cared about the characters.
I know!
they were
Legos. More three-dimensional than Hellboy!
Oh, that says something.
Hell no!
All right. Hell no on Hellboy. It says it all. So should we move on to the chaperone?
Let's talk about the chaperone.
Downton Abbey creator.
This couldn't be more different.
I know, really. That's a segue.
I can't wait to see the argument between the couple saying, let's go see Hellboy. No, they want to see the chaperone.
No, chaperone sounds better.
So the chaperone is written by Julian Fellowes. He is the creator and producer and chief writer on Downton Abbey. Everybody loved the Downton Abbey, right?
Yeah, we did.
And he's reteaming here with one of the directors from Downton Abbey, who's actually going to direct the Downton Abbey movie. And it stars Elizabeth McGovern, who, of course, was the Countess of something. The Countess of Grantham, right? Mm-hmm. She was the American who married the Lord, and she was in there, you know, through the entire run of the series. Wonderful performance. And this movie is set in 1922, so that's right around the time period of Downton Abbey. But it is actually set here in America. And it's the story of Louise Brooks. Now, Louise Brooks, way before everybody's time, but Louise Brooks in the 1920s became a huge silent film star. She actually had that bob haircut that was, you know, you see in all those old flapper movies and pictures and everything. So the bob haircut, that was Louise Brooks. And this is the story of Louise Brooks going from Wichita to New York City, where she was going to start her dance training and then eventually become this huge star. But the problem with this movie is it's about the chaperone. Elizabeth McGovern plays the woman who chaperones Louise Brooks. So the movie spends all this time on the chaperone and not enough time on the Louise Brooks character. So I'm giving this one 2 stars. Very disappointing seeing the credentials of everybody, the pedigree of everybody involved. But I cannot recommend it.
Oh, and loving Downton Abbey, it's like you would just think you'd want to go out and see this one. Oh,
I was almost hoping Hellboy would show up just to shake things up.
Okay. Well, so far, no good.
0 for 2.
0 for 2, but we have 2 more. So we're going to talk The Man Who Killed Don Quixote after the break here. And crypto. Crypto. Yeah. I don't know this one.
The first Bitcoin thriller. I think it's the first Bitcoin thriller.
Wow.
If there have been previous Bitcoin thrillers, I missed them.
They weren't on the radar. All right. That's coming with Richard Roper here on The Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. But let's break briefly here and find out from Andrea Darlis what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the WGN News.
Anna, Chicago suing Jussie Smollett. More coming up at 6:30.
This week on Chicago's Best, the CB team is cooking up a dinner time staple. It's Chicago's Best Chicken. Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
Speaking of chicken, we'll be talking pollo with the folks from Broken English. You like my Spanish? My Espanol? Es bueno? It's coming up in the rare Thursday appearance of the Carnival Wagon.
Well-timed.
So we're kind of previewing the Cinco de Mayo to get everybody in.
Cool.
It's a little early, but that's okay. I like to prepare kind of early for that particular holiday. We've got, I should say, this is the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is here, and you've been telling us about the films that are out this weekend.
Yep.
Hellboy, didn't like, no way, 1.5 stars, and The Chaperone, the Downton Abbey created, the same creator, 2 stars.
Yeah, and with The Chaperone, Anna, if you're a fan of, you know, those period piece dramas, and it does have Julian Fellowes from Downton Abbey as the writer, when it comes out on home video in a couple of months, it's a nice little time spender. 2 stars means, you know, it's not terrible, but you don't need to rush out to the theaters. Hellboy, you should avoid it in the theaters, on home video, on your iPad. If you're on a flight and they say they're going to show Hellboy, get off the plane. Cause one of those viral moments. I got to get off the plane. You said Hellboy. Don't really do that.
There are those moments where you're like, is it really 1.5 stars? Is it really? Yes.
People go, you're being too rough on it.
No.
You cynical critics. And then people go to them, they go, why didn't you warn me? I just did.
You did. Don't waste your money.
Exactly.
Let's talk about The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
The story behind this movie is as interesting as the movie itself. Terry Gilliam, who's from Monty Python fame and directed all these great movies like Brazil and The Fisher King, has been trying to make this movie for more than 30 years.
Wow.
Just like Don Quixote. He keeps tilting at the windmills. In fact, they started filming, I think in the year 2000, with Johnny Depp in the lead role. And after a week, they had flash floods and they had financing problems and they had a pullout. In fact, there have been 2 documentaries about Terry Gilliam's attempt to make The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
Oh.
And now we're finally getting the movie, and it's actually starring Adam Driver, who, of course, is in everything these days. Mm-hmm. People know him from Girls, and he was just in Black Klansman. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's, you know, the geek there, Lauren could tell you he's...
Lauren would know him.
In the recent Star Wars movie. So,
very,
you know,
that's,
you know, pretty cool casting. So the story of The Man Who Killed Don Quixote, Adam Driver plays a television commercial director who wanted to become a movie director and now returns to the scene of his student film where he made a movie about Don Quixote
like 15 years earlier. And Jonathan Pryce, who's a great actor who's been around forever, he finds the shoemaker who he had cast as Don Quixote in his student film like 15 years ago, mm-hmm. still thinks he's Don Quixote, and is now making a living as a Don Quixote impersonator in La Mancha. So it's basically a movie within a movie within a movie about Don Quixote. And if you know the movies of Terry Gilliam, for those of you who have never had edibles or medicinal marijuana, watch this movie and you'll know what it's like to be on edibles. It's almost indescribable. It's surreal. It's absurdist. It really does have a lot of commentary about what it's like to try to be an artist, what it's like to see yourself fail, but actually to be the Don Quixote and Sancho Panza, you know, the loyal sidekick. So if you're up for something experimental and different and you've followed the story of the making of this movie, it's a 3-star movie, but I'm warning you in advance.
Right. A lot going on.
It's bat bleep crazy, okay? It does not follow anything resembling linear thought or plot. But I give Adam Driver credit because he's a big star, but he sort of has that Nicolas Cage thing in him where he just goes crazy in these other kind of obscure roles as well.
You were thinking of Kylo Ren, by the way.
I was.
Ah, thank you.
Thinking of Kylo Ren.
Anytime.
Thank you for that.
Do we have a clip from The Man Who Killed Don
Quixote? We do not, because we went through the clips, and by just listening to them, it's impossible to figure out what's happening.
It was like all over
the place.
Exactly,
yeah.
All right, well, that's as advertised. How many stars are we giving
3 stars.
The Man Who Killed Don Quixote?
Three stars. Yes, for The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
So if you're into something kind of disjointed and...
And different. Absurdist. And experimental, but also pretty cool and beautiful at certain points.
Oh, okay. That's the winner so far. And we also have Crypto. Crypto. What do you think of Crypto?
Well, Crypto is another film that's kind of hard to follow, but more in that kind of like you should watch this on home video because it's going to be coming out on a streaming video soon because you want to sit next to your friend or your significant other and say, what is happening in this movie? It's set in the world of cryptocurrency. A guy goes back to his hometown in upstate New York to investigate the possibility that Russian mafia thugs are laundering money through the local bank. And also, Kurt Russell is a potato farmer in this movie. I'm not kidding you. I think we have a clip from
potato farmer.
You gotta help?
If I can.
Where did you find this kid?
Top of his class at Wharton. First round draft pick on Wall Street.
It's uncertain to me how high these conspiracies go.
You've made it impossible for a company with revenue exceeding $7 billion to do business with us.
They're reassigning you to Elba, New York.
That's where I grew up.
What's up, man? What are you doing here?
I'm an AML officer, anti-money laundering.
What brings you in today?
I need to talk to the owner.
You're acting like you want to find something wrong.
You're acting like I'm going to.
No phone number, no email, just 10 million in cryptocurrencies.
Wow. I like those movies where they get that pounding drum the whole time.
Like you feel thriller.
Like something's going on here. And this is the classic film that starts at the end. So you get a scene at the beginning where there's guns drawn and somebody got kidnapped and it's a big standoff and we don't know what's going on. And then it says 1 week earlier. And you go back and you find out how everything happens. And on top of all that, this movie stars Luke Hemsworth, who is sort of like the Chico Marx of the Hemsworth brothers, because you've got Chris Hemsworth.
Right, we know him.
He's Thor.
Okay.
Right? He's Thor. He's a big star.
Is Chris Hemsworth. Miley Cyrus?
No, that's Liam Hemsworth. He was in The Hunger Games, and he's Mr. Miley Cyrus. They got married because he rescued all their animals when their house burned down, and she realized he was the one. He's a cool guy.
Horrible.
And then there's this guy. You know how there's Archie Manning, and Peyton Manning, and then Cooper.
And
Cooper
like,
Manning.
Who knows?
Because poor Cooper was a great player who got hurt and never got to play in the pros.
Uh-huh.
So this is Luke Hemsworth. He's actually older than Chris and Liam.
Has he?
But has not hit here in the States.
But he's been an actor for a long time.
He's in this movie, too, as the son of the potato farmer played by Kurt Russell. Who I'm pretty sure thought he signed up for a different movie.
Well,
there's scenes with him farming his potatoes, and then we go back to the cryptocurrency stuff. But I like this movie because it's just kind of one of those kind of crazy thrillers. Reminds me of like back in the 90s, like The Net, when they were doing those first like cyber thrillers where half the time, I don't know if it's accurate. The Bitcoin community apparently very upset with this film.
Because it's not accurate?
It's not fair to cryptocurrency.
Do they try to describe what cryptocurrency is?
Sure, they do. But, you know, it's like all those movies where all the, like, you know, if a movie's about some sort of virus, there's always a scene where the scientists all go, well, what happens here is the germ could spread all the way from Tunisia to Texaco,
the white
stations
comes
in
out.
Tulsa in 5 seconds. Yeah, you go, okay, that's fine.
All right, well, that's enough.
And I also love the fact that it's set in this small upstate rural town in New York, and the Russian thugs are trying to blend in, but you can still see their Russian thug tattoos on their neck. Hello, I would like to order a Miller Lite, please. You know, like, I think he could be one of the Russian bad guys.
Siskel
and Ebert back, they call it a guilty pleasure movie. Mm. You know, you don't take it seriously, but it's really well made, and it's got a wonderful cast.
And we get to learn about the new Hemsworth that we don't know. Yeah. Maybe Luke, like him the best.
He's playing a brother with a chip on his shoulder, and I don't know if it's method acting or not.
Is he as good looking as the other?
He's a handsome fella. He's bulkier. He's more. Oh. He sort of looks like a Brian Urlacher Hemsworth.
Ah, is he bald?
He's got a farmer's hat on for most of the movie, but I think he's got some good hair. The Hemsworths have good hair.
Maybe.
And also, did I mention that Kurt Russell plays a potato farmer?
You did. I don't know what that means, but it's actually farming potatoes.
It's not a euphemism.
Okay. All right. So we got Hellboy. Don't see it. No way. 1.5 stars. The Chaperone gets 2 stars.
Yes.
And if you're a big Downton Abbey fan, you might, this is the creator, you might enjoy it, but it's 2 stars. So whatever.
Exactly.
And then the 3 stars for the movie that'll make you feel like you're on edibles, The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
That's perfect.
What if you went to the movie on edibles? And
oh my gosh,
the movie,
you just blew my
made
mind.
You feel like you're on edibles. See? Thinking about that. Crypto, you give
3 stars.
3.
Yeah, so there you go.
I'm going to go see that one. All right.
Give it a try.
All right. And thank you, Richard Roper. We've got Broken English coming up for a rare Thursday edition of the Carnarvon Wagon. So we're going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo early and then much more. But right now, it's time for the news, sponsored by VictoryAutoWreckers.com. Here's Andrea Darlis.